Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.
I'm staring down at my palm.
That makes you mad, huh, Ziggy? It makes us mad, too. She doesn't get to take our rights away, weirdo lady.
She'll try over and over again.
Oh, my gosh.
So, when I have a hot flash, I'm usually just watching TV, and then I burst into flames and feel like I'm gonna die. What about you, Kim? I have hot flashes all the damn time, when I'm trying to sleep especially, which sucks ass. Fuck you, hot flashes.
I think if we ever need to feel better about anything, we should just talk about it through that app.
I think so.
I have a hair inside my mask I have to get out.
Spooky snake.
Okay, let's cheers and get started.
Cheers.
I made this drink in honor of Amy Coney. I keep wanting to call her Bryant. Amy Coney Barrett.
Barrett. I always think of Barrett.
Barrett. Not in honor of her. In honor of not her. That's what I'm going to say. It's a vodka with a ginger limeade with pineapple and lime cut up inside of it. And ice.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good.
Pineapple. I've been obsessed with pineapple lately.
Pineapple?
Pineapple.
Oh, you could grow one of those, too.
I know I could.
Are you buying them fresh?
Of course I do. I can't trust things that are in cans necessarily because a lot of times they'll have like added sugar alcohols and stuff. So right. I've got to do that stuff.
All the weird stuff.
So we missed last week because I had a killer period from hell that started a week early. I was bleeding everywhere, like just literally sitting on the toilet, letting things pour out. And cramps and anxiety attacks and headaches and insomnia, all of it. And it was a week early, so I was floored by it. And that was the day we were supposed to go out and go, you know, protest art. Whatever. The dogs are fighting. Sorry, everybody.
Everybody needs vodka. Right now, the whole damn country needs some vodka. Oh, yes. Oh, man. Yeah, it feels like every day it feels like we go up a notch as far as frenetic energy in the ether. Mm-hmm. And it's like a roller coaster on a roller coaster, it feels like.
Right. Where there's no gravity and there's spikes flying at you that are on fire. And they're covered with COVID.
But some days it feels really hopeful. Like,
it does. I've been feeling hopeful lately. And then the next day I don't.
Yeah.
And then the next day I'm like, who knows what's going to happen? I'll still be alive. And then the next day I'm like, well, maybe I'll be one of the ones that die.
From the COVID?
From COVID or whatever. Like or climate change. I'm freaking out about a lot of things right now. And not freaking out. Check with me in an hour. We'll see what happens. Right.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like sound frequencies.
Yes.
But with anxiety.
Yes.
Like in waves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they come really fast and sometimes they come slow. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome, isn't it?
No.
I want to be one of those people that just is totally like in their own little world and pays attention to nothing all the time.
I would love that if I could do that.
Just a vacation? Like if you could vacation and self-absorbed land? What's the word?
I don't know. Entitlement land?
The vodka already, my goodness. I must have more.
More vodka.
Ha 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 ha.
Woo-hoo. I've always wished that I could be someone who could believe in God and believe in some sort of organized religion that made me less responsible for my own morality and thoughts and actions. And always wished that I could let go enough to not be involved so much in knowing things. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
Faith.
What?
Faith.
Yeah, I don't have faith.
Yeah, I don't have faith.
No, I don't have that. That's a luxury I don't have.
It occurred to me a while back. It was before we went to DC, and I had read something about the African American History Museum, History Museum, and I thought, I'm just a white girl. I'm just a suburban white girl, and I don't know how to fight, and I've never experienced the level of pain and suffering and all of the bad shit,
right,
that every African American in our country has had to endure to mm-hmm. some degree, some mm-hmm. greater degrees than others. And I thought, I don't know how to fight. I don't know how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
But these people do.
Mm-hmm.
And then that thought led to the idea of, like, God, you know, you can't, I don't know that you can stare that kind of garbage in the face. The racism and the constant, you know, the constant racism.
Terror
and fear and negotiating inside your mind and watching every move. I don't know that you could do that without some kind of faith.
Right. But you could have faith in a lot of things. It doesn't have to be a God.
Right. Yeah.
You could have faith in humanity or faith in music or faith in the flying spaghetti monster, which there is actual scientific proof this week is true.
The flying spaghetti monster is
You didn't
real?
Hear about this?
No.
Scientists, there was an article, I sent it to my mother. Scientists were watching as a black hole, basically, they called it spaghettified.
Oh, I think I saw this.
A galaxy. And it had tendrils like the flying spaghetti monster. And I sent it to my mother and said, there is more proof for the flying spaghetti monster than there is for this God person. I just did air quotes, that lives in the clouds.
Wow.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yep. His noodliness actually exists. Not really. It was actually being destroyed by a black hole, but so we were gonna talk a little bit about Amy Coney Barrett. I don't know how much you know. I'm trying not to hear very much about her because she is a main source of my severe anxiety right now.
I was having a lot of trouble with her, and then I was talking to my dad about it.
Oh, interesting.
And he said, well, remember Warren? And I was like, what? Tell me more, Dad. And he had this, what he remembers amazes me.
Right.
So, I don't remember the specifics. I'm so sorry. But so Warren, Judge Warren, ended up being the Chief Justice.
Right.
And he went in as a hardcore conservative.
Yeah.
But he switched while he was on the Supreme Court.
Right.
And this was during, after the Depression,
mm-hmm.
when the New Deal was happening.
Oh, interesting.
And so he and that particular Supreme Court started pushing through all this really good stuff
mm-hmm.
That helped America recover.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Dad's contribution, was like, well, Warren went in hardcore conservative, but he
switched. So did Scalia. And he stayed that way.
Right. There's more money in it now than there was back then.
Obviously. I mean, who paid off Kavanaugh?
Oh, God. The beer companies?
I like beer. Nobody's asked her if she likes beer yet. That should be a common question now that we ask the justice nominations. Yeah. Right?
How much do you like beer?
Do you still like beer?
Do you keep a calendar and does it make you cry?
Does Kamala Harris's stern mom face make you cry?
Scary.
Look at this picture.
Well, let's also, I didn't watch the hearings full out like I normally would. I normally watch most hearings.
I didn't either.
But I did watch clips and I read, you know, reviews and whatever. And apparently she just is sort of refusing to ask any questions or answer any questions that might make her look bad.
Right.
For the conservative crowd, i.e. Trump and, you know, the far right.
It seemed to me like she's refusing to answer any questions that would make her look bad at all anywhere.
Anywhere, right.
So it was kind of, it was just stupid.
It was stupid? Well, that's just stupid.
It was stupid. Stupid talk.
So I did read one thing about her, and this has been confused in the media and online and social media, because in this Christian sect that she's in, this far-right Christian sect that she's in Indiana called People of Praise, she served as a handmaid, is what they called it.
Excuse me?
They called it a handmaid.
For reals.
Yes. So people were wondering if, like, Margaret Atwood based The Handmaid's Tale on this particular sect. And so I read up about that part of it, and she was saying no, that it was sort of an amalgamation of all the sort of radical Christian fundamentalist sects. S-E-C-T. Sorry, I have a mask on.
Is that
with that an X? Sort of exist in the U.S. and what could happen if one of them got control over the government.
Okay.
So this group has since changed the name of that position in their group. So when she was serving as a handmaid, she lived with a married couple in their household, as part of their household. And the job of the handmaid, it wasn't a sex slave thing. I mean, this is what they're saying. That
I
it was
feel
more
nauseous right now.
Yes. This is why I couldn't watch her thing, like watch the hearings.
This is creepy ass shit. Who's going to go live with a married couple? Like, what?
As an adult woman. So these people of praise, apparently the handmaid served as an advisor, someone who would help you get this. Figure out who you should be dating, be a matchmaker, help you with things in society. So it sounds like this person was like a...
She's like a Christian life coach or something? Like
not well, marriage? In the way where like if... I'm assuming that this married couple had children that were of dating age maybe? I don't know. Like,
or maybe the married couple was... They were dating other...
I don't know, but it was up to her to, like, arrange dates and decide who was worthy or not. I mean, you know how those fundamentalist Christian groups can be when it comes to shit like that. I mean, they start marrying off the girls younger and younger.
You see how much I'm drinking right now?
Yeah, you're drinking way more than me. I need to catch up.
I'm like, yeah.
So this group, because of this uproar... they've changed the name of that position in their group to leader, quote unquote leader. But she did serve in that capacity, whatever it means, whatever it really means.
How old was she?
I don't know. I didn't find that. Find that out.
God almighty.
So they are pushing her through. This will be the fastest confirmation in U.S. history. Mm-hmm. They're going for the full Senate vote on Monday, which is the day before Election Day.
The day before Election Day. Isn't that fascinating?
It's really not.
They moved on this quicker than sickening. Anything.
Anything.
Than the bill, the COVID relief bill that's been sitting around.
Mitch McConnell has had everything sitting around. He only cares about putting judges in.
His desk must look like a freaking... I don't even want
to
know.
You think he's holding on to that shit? It's going in the bin, baby.
Jesus Christ.
So one of the people are, you know, really up in arms. They're saying, like, oh, she's against Roe v. Wade. You know, she's she won't help with gun control, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But what experts who are watching really understand is that the reason they're pushing this through right now is because that case that's coming up to repeal the
Obamacare
is happening on November 10th.
Yep. Yeah. And she's been basically paid for.
And, you know, she's been a judge for all of 2.5 years. Trump appointed her to that position. And people are saying, like, her decisions in that federal court or the district court where she lives in Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio, I think, something like that. Her decisions haven't been all that radical. But if you imagine that she knew that she was going to be up for Supreme Court justice, she wouldn't want to draw too much attention to herself in that way.
Right. And she's been in the mix since Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Yeah. But there was bad chemistry
her
and Trump. And so he went for beer boy.
Right.
Beer boy rapist.
Beer boy rapist.
Yeah.
We should come up with a list of new questions that we're going to have to start asking people when they get nominated. You know, like, who paid your mortgage? Or...
yeah, who paid your country club fees?
Do you like beer? Have you ever served as a sex slave in a religious cult?
God.
And then I was thinking, like, if we were going to drink tonight, we are. But if we were going to, and I was going to make some sort of signature drink... like, I couldn't even figure out if she drank or not. There's not a lot of information about her, like, normal life. Like, is she a regular person, or is she just, like, this dude's wife and the mother of 7 children?
She has a chinchilla.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, the family has a chinchilla. That's about all I know.
That's a weird pet.
It's a weird pet.
For a family of 7. Do they have a dog, too?
It's illegal in some states, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to be hopeful about her, but I don't feel good about it at all.
You want to be hopeful that she won't get nominated or confirmed?
Oh no, she'll get confirmed.
So I think that's not exactly a done deal.
Well, who's on the fence? Romney, Susan Collins, who lives on the fence. Like a fucking chick.
She pretends to live. Lisa Murkowski already said she would not.
Okay, I trust her.
I trust her a little more, but not much more than Susan Collins.
We've already established, yes, she's waffling. She's pond scum.
Yes, pond scum. there is a narrative out there that says that this idea that her confirmation is a done deal is not necessarily completely true. That it's a narrative being pushed as propaganda. I mean, there are fucking paid for commercials on television about her, about a Supreme Court justice confirmation.
Jesus Christ.
Have you ever seen a commercial for Supreme Court justice before?
No. No.
Right.
A lot of money got dumped into this nomination.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of freaking money. Did you see, what's his name, White House? Did you see the clip?
The dark
him?
Money. Yeah, I did see that clip.
Holy hell.
Yep.
That was like, I was slack-jawed. And I feel like nothing is going to really surprise me anymore.
Right. But
that's not true.
It's not true.
I listened to that. I watched it. And I was just screaming, shaking my fist at the sky. So our Supreme Court justices are basically for sale. Like.
Oh, yeah. The whole government's for sale. Lobbyists write legislation.
Right.
Sometimes they don't even take it off the letterhead from the lobbying firm before they submit it.
They just send
to
it
committee.
On. Yeah.
They just, here, I did this. Clearly you didn't. Some dude at Pfizer did it.
You know.
Sorry.
I hope that Americans find their strength and their power in this election. I heard somebody, I'm bouncing around here, I heard somebody say recently that, oh, when Biden wins, it's going to get better.
No.
And I thought, oh, no, 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 no. It's a long, long, hard road, and everybody still needs to be paying attention big time. It's
right.
not going to magically, you know, it's not going to be like what January 20th or whatever, and everything's just going to be peachy keen.
But it's like when you have, I'm speaking personally, when you have anxiety and you reach out for help for the first time. Even like calling and making an appointment makes you feel a little better because you're like, oh, I'm on this road now.
I'm doing something. Yeah.
We're doing something. So yeah. I can see where people are thinking like the fucking 24/7 clown show will be done.
Right.
The cleanup begins. So it's not going to be better necessarily, but it won't be as like traumatizing every single fucking day.
Right. And that will also leave a big hole. We've gotten used to this. We've mm-hmm. 4 years of every day in shock, every day being stimulated.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for good or bad.
Right.
And if that's gone,
what fills its place?
What's going to fill its place?
Heroin.
I'm hoping it's activism. I've seen on Facebook, people are paying attention. Like mm-hmm. people that never really seem to care.
Right.
They're posting links to websites about how to learn about propositions.
Oh, good.
There's
it's what I've always wanted, Kimmy.
So it feels like people are becoming more invested.
Yeah.
And if we can maintain that momentum, if people can continue to pay attention,
mm-hmm.
then things will change. It's still going to be slow.
Yeah.
But we have to pay attention. We have to. Look what happened when we didn't pay attention. We got this orange motherfucking piece of shit in the Oval Office soiling the walls with his fucking breath of evil.
Racist evil.
Oh my God.
You Insanity. Know, the rumor out there is that he wears Depends.
Oh, I believe it.
It's a producer from The Apprentice who tweets about him now and will talk about his Adderall addictions and how they had to stop production a few times because he soiled himself. And then he posted pictures of him wearing pants and you can clearly see there's some bulk there. I mean, he's bulky anyway, but...
I'd believe it.
He talked about him using the N-word and objectifying women and like...
And he's gotten more and more bold as the days pass.
Oh my God.
Since the COVID.
Today I just saw a clip. I've been trying to stay off of my computer as much as possible because I've been so anxious the past few days. Like one whole day I just was like, don't touch it.
Feel better?
I did. I did feel better. But I did have that lingering, like, I should be knowing what's going on feeling.
Yeah.
But today, apparently, like, last night, he was at one of his COVID rallies. That's what I'm calling them now. And the mic went out. And he kind of started moping and, like, looking at people all angrily and tapping on the mic. And then finally, when the mic comes back on, he says... I wonder who did that.
Oh, my God.
And people start cheering, and he's like, I don't think Joe could actually pull something like that off. It was probably Crooked Hillary.
Oh, my God.
About his mic cutting out.
Right, which is something that happens. Like, it's something that happens in the world of mics.
But the disconnect there, because then his followers started cheering.
Right.
It doesn't matter that it's not true. He says the words Crooked Hillary and it's a whistle for them to start cheering.
Yeah. They will cheer. No, it's the lunacy on that end is absolutely terrifying. It's just ridiculous. I just can't even.
No.
I saw a post on a Facebook page. I need to take a drink. About praying for Amy Coney Barrett. Pray for her and her family and the people who want to do her evil, both demons and humans. It was like...
Wait, is this a person you know that posted this?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord.
And I read this, and this is on the heels of finding out that the governor of Wisconsin had death threats against, remember the whole,
you mean Michigan?
Michigan, yes.
The plot to kidnap her and kill her?
Right.
Yes,
to bring her to trial.
No, they were going to kidnap her.
Right, they were going to kidnap her and then bring her to trial.
Trial where? What courthouse would take them?
They're freaking loons. Their own trial, probably in a back room someplace with a freaking, with zip ties and God only knows what else. But I'm thinking, you've got to be kidding me. No one has threatened this woman's life. We have this governor who is, people were going to try to kidnap her and probably kill her.
Yeah.
Because they had to wear masks.
Right.
Dr. Fauci has, Secret Service or whoever.
Yeah, when he goes on a jog, him and his wife go on a jog, the Secret Service has to be there with him because his life has been threatened, so.
And his kids.
Right.
But Amy Coney Barrett. Nobody's threatened her life. Nobody has.
You don't know about demons. They're invisible. Have you seen them? No.
Oh, that's right. But it's just like, it just defied all logic. Like, you've got to fucking be kidding me. So the people that you support are actively, they have this base that's actively, like, threatening people's lives.
Right.
But you're going to throw out this pray for Amy Coney Barrett BS. Oh, my God.
I wish I could remember that saying about how nobody ever wins a war.
Well, I think that about says it.
Yeah, that's just what I want to say. Nobody ever wins a war. Your glasses are fogging up.
I know, because I had a nice sip of that delicious cocktail. It's very cold. My face is hot. Breath is hot.
Also today, apparently, 60 Minutes interviewed Pence and Kamala and, no, I'm sorry, Joe Biden and Kamala. Together, or not together, separately.
I love them.
And then they were interviewing Pence and Trump separately, and then they were going to interview them together, like walking around a lake or something.
Will the fly be there?
I'm sure a lot of flies will be there because Mike Pence is actually a corpse, right? Like the corpse of a robot? I'm sure. But apparently, Trump got up and stormed out of his interview.
Oh, I saw the headline. I didn't read it, though.
And I saw a video of him walking. He was on his way to a rally after the interview. He was going to his chopper. And he was moping like... And I can see the look on his face. As someone who was probably raised by a narcissist... I say that because there's no diagnosis, but I'm pretty sure that my father is. The look on his face was, poor me, I'm the victim.
Always.
Always. And I could see it. It looked just like a face my dad would make when he wanted everybody to feel sorry for him. So he moped away from his 60 Minutes interview. And everybody's talking about it online, like, I'm going to watch. And I'm thinking, he does that kind of shit for you to watch.
Yeah.
He is a circus. That's his job. He's... Not even a good circus. A COVID circus meant to distract while Mitch McConnell pushes through Amy Coney Barrett. I have to say her name like that because I keep wanting to call her other words. I don't know why.
I think that's his primary function, at least now. He's the master of distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been so much distraction lately. I mean, the freaking COVID diagnosis.
Right.
Meanwhile, all this other shit was going on. Like, his taxes. So many things have been buried in the past 2 weeks.
Melania not caring about children or Christmas.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah, did you forget about that one?
Yeah, so then there, Melania...
Also, there's like 540 something kids that they took away from their parents and they can't find their parents now.
Awesome.
They basically kidnapped those 540 something kids. Cannot find their parents.
That's fucking heartbreaking.
So, yeah, Amy Coney Barrett. Yay, maybe she'll be okay. I mean, everybody was saying that the night Trump got elected. Like, we all cried, and then we thought, oh, maybe it won't be so bad.
You know, the difference is, though, is that hopefully people are paying attention, and they've got their eye on Amy and her chinchilla, and they're paying attention to what the fuck is going on, and Kavanaugh.
Right.
And a big reminder, folks, Supreme Court justices are not supposed to have a political affiliation.
Nope. And both of them do.
Both of them do. All of the Republican-appointed Supreme Court justices do. And they vote appropriately for their party every fucking time.
And let's mention also that the last two Republican presidents representing 12 years of a presidency, of presidenciness, did not win the popular vote. Both of them.
No.
Both of them fudged their way into the presidency.
A Republican hasn't won the popular vote since Reagan, I believe.
No. George Sr. won the popular vote.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's part of Reagan.
Yeah.
He was on the coattails of Reagan.
Yeah, he only got that one term because people were like, eh.
That's another thing we need to get rid of is the Electoral College and all this
big time
BS.
It's such ridiculous. An ancient, terrible thing. It needs to go
it
the fuck away.
It just doesn't make sense.
Money out. Oh, end Citizens United.
Yes.
End the Electoral College. And I don't... Something needs to change about the Supreme Court. Term limits or... I don't know what... It needs to be more representative of the country. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Well, when Supreme Court justices are being appointed by presidents who have not won the popular
vote, right.
They don't represent the country. They represent the party.
Right.
So, yeah.
Also, I've mentioned this before. Other countries don't have one president. There are other countries that have a committee,
right,
of the executive branch.
Yeah.
Because one person shouldn't have that much power.
Right. Well, we're supposed to have checks and balances, but I think as we've discovered in the past 4 years, those checks and balances can be tipped severely.
Well, this was after Citizens United.
Yeah.
So the money needs to go.
Money needs to get out of politics. Could you imagine having a public servant that was doing their job because they believed in it? And not because they were getting paid buttloads of money from freaking big pharma or the oil industry or whatever.
Right.
Like.
I think Beto O'Rourke would have been that guy. He seems to me like the kind of guy that actually really, really cared.
Yeah.
To make a change. Bernie has no reason to keep doing what he's doing, but he does because he believes in something, you know?
That's what I admire most about Bernie, is he's been singing the same song for 500,000 years and nothing. He's like a mad dog with a bone.
Right.
He's just not letting go.
Right.
And I admire that.
Mm-hmm.
He's way too progressive for this country.
Right. This country is more progressive than people would want you to believe, though.
I think it'll become more progressive.
The government. The people, I'm saying. There are more progressive people in this country.
Right.
But the odds...
We need more progressive businesses.
And politicians.
Right.
Something needs to change.
Yeah.
We have the longest running democracy on earth.
Yep.
And Donald Trump just fucked it up. And it needs to be fixed, or something new needs to come in its place.
The Republicans started fucking it up long ago.
Oh, yeah.
They've been...
Newt Gingrich. Fuck you, Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, hoeing this field for a long fucking time.
What are you, a farmer?
I'm a farmer! It's true!
Some more, Kimmy.
I'm gonna sow the seeds of unity.
Oh, my God. I saw a brawl... Oh, I already told you. I saw a brawl break out at... It wasn't really a brawl... At Target today.
A failed shoplifting attempt?
I think so. The couple looked homeless, maybe. and they just freaked out, and I was standing right there, already having an anxious day, and just left there sort of twitching, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
So tensions are really high right now. And I thought to myself, yeah. I was on the road coming home, and I thought, I don't want to go out of my house for a while until this is all calmed down.
Right? And we're looking at a brand new wave of the COVID.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of twitchy, but now we know what to do.
Right.
That made me feel better when I thought of it. I thought, okay, I know what to do. I know how to handle this.
Right.
And I've done it before, and it's going to be okay. Number one, don't listen to Trump.
Did you hear what he said at one of his rallies? About Joe Biden listening to the scientists like it was a bad thing?
Oh, my God. I saw that, and on Twitter, people were like...
okay, yes, thank you.
Yeah, well, that's what Biden tweeted back. He, like, had a clip of it, and he said, yes, mm-hmm. I do listen to scientists. And Trump ripped Fauci.
Yep.
Who the fuck buys this? Some
his cult members. They're dumb.
Ass bloated white guy thinks he knows everything. Probably doesn't have the intellect of a freaking fourth grader.
He doesn't. That's been proven.
And starts talking smack about scientists, and they're like, yeah, scientists are bad. It's like, okay, dude.
Narcissists don't believe that they are anything other than what they want you to believe they are.
What is wrong with his followers? That's what I don't get. I go back to that over and over and over again. Like, what is wrong with you people that you are so willing
to buy
into this?
Oh. Same thing happened there. They look alike. It's weird. That weird face. But he had followers that would just get violent and run around beating people up. And he would say weird things, and they were like, yeah! It didn't matter. There's just a certain percentage of the population that wants to be controlled. They want the authority.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. You know, in 23andMe, they have that Neanderthal...
Hey.
Okay.
Slow down. I have more Neanderthal variants than like 97% of 23andMe users.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a lot.
You don't seem like you have a lot. Listen what to me. Like seem? I know.
What
like
does
I
that
know,
mean?
Like I know what that means. I have no idea. See, I'm creating
it just means that I have more variants than other people. It doesn't mean that I'm 97% Neanderthal. It just means I have more variants than other people have. You don't know if the Neanderthals were bad people. They could have been very good people.
They were just short, stocky,
not particularly...
Resilient.
They were very resilient.
Right. But you're not short or stocky.
No, my mother's shortish.
This is a whole different podcast. I think we should stop here. Sorry. Sorry I brought that up. I think I'm just desperate for an explanation because I want to fix it. I want to move forward in a country where everybody uses their critical thinking skills. Nobody is just willing to follow whoever is shiny and rich and whatever. I mean, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I need answers and I need solutions. And they're not going to happen in my lifetime.
They're not, no. And climate change is here, and we've got to figure out how we can best help in the most effective way. And we're not going to have all the answers.
No, we're not. No. But we can work toward it. And this is the part where having one foot firmly in reality, as far as climate change...
Oh, this is another podcast, because what is reality?
Right. Yeah, everybody has their own reality. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I find myself when I start to get really anxious, especially about global warming and long-term stuff, you know, I kind of tap into the creativity. Like, okay, maybe jetpack guy at LAX.
Is from the future. I had the same thought.
Right? So I can, like, sit with that for a minute and be like, in the meantime, this is what I'm going to do about climate change. But maybe jetpack guy. Maybe aliens. Maybe, I don't know what. But, yeah.
Maybe magic algae.
Maybe magic algae. I don't know.
Maybe these thousands of plants I've been planting through my anxiety.
You and I started hoarding seeds
yes. at the same time. Oh, I have some seeds for you. I forgot.
Oh, well, we can do an exchange.
Okay.
I have some linearia.
Well, these seeds are from our friend Kelly.
Oh.
From the East Coast.
Oh. Ooh.
She sent them to both of us, and I have the box in there, and I just forgot to give you some. I wasn't hoarding them,
gosh.
I promise.
We could do a whole seed exchange thing.
Yep. Yes, we have started saving seeds because we both, separately, without talking to each other,
right,
thought, well, if the end is coming and there needs to be seeds for the new beginning, I will have them.
I will have a big, giant cache of seeds squirreled away.
Someplace. My husband was making fun of me on a FaceTime call the other night with our friends. And because I've got, like, a cupboard that's, like, 1/8. The cupboard is seeds. And then I also have a shelf in the refrigerator where I am stratifying and getting seeds dormant to get ready to plant. I have lots of seedlings going, things in wet naps. There's seeding happening everywhere all over my house.
She's got a freaking nursery going on here.
It's a problem. Awesome. Because I'm also making the pots that I'm going to be selling the plants in.
But that's keeping you busy.
That's what I'm saying.
Keeping your brain busy. And creativity and growing things is magic.
I was just going to say that. Growing something is magic.
It is magic. It is fucking magic.
And I caught the bug in elementary school at my first school in Azusa, California. They had us do some experiment where we planted seeds in little paper cups and one of them we kept in a dark place and one we kept up on the counter where there was light at home.
Right.
To watch these seeds grow. And it was fucking magic to me.
Isn't
that
amazing?
Ever since then, I've been obsessed.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
It's hope. It's you put a hard little freaking thing in some dirt and water it.
It's basically dead.
Right?
It's a zombie thing.
And then poof. And then it makes more of itself. And it's, oh.
Magic.
I have some, I went up to the mountains over the weekend and I did watering because everything's really dry. I went over to my dad and my brother's cabin. And my grandmother grew linaria, which is money plant.
Right.
Silver dollar plants.
Mm-hmm.
And they were prolific when she was there, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And they've kind of died off, but they came back last year.
What?
And so, as I was watering, you know, like, once you see a plant, you can see them
all. See it everywhere, yeah.
There were tons of the silver dollar seed pods.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh. So, I didn't collect all of them, obviously, because I want them to reseed. But I collected a whole bunch of them. And it was like, these are my grandmother's plants.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm so excited about them.
I get obsessed when I'm collecting seeds. Like when I collected those juniper berries that have the seeds in them, I wanted to collect all of the juniper berries.
Yeah.
And now I have thousands of seeds. So if anybody needs a juniper, hello vodka, let me know. All right. Any final thoughts about the shit show of a dumpster fire that's happening right now?
I hope that we can all be hopeful. And we got to put the positive juju in the ether right now. It feels like that's what needs to happen. It's hard. it's really hard right now.
Are you preparing yourself for the eventuality of a Trump second term?
Yes.
Okay.
I have. And I've kind of decided that that's going to be my new hobby is, you know, activism in some form.
Mm-hmm.
Like a concerted effort. So I made the block prints of the vote signs.
Yeah.
So I have a new one that I'm in the process of carving that says protest peacefully.
Oh, you're so cute. She's crying.
Because if he wins, we're going to need to all get together and do something very unified.
And it's, yeah.
And it's going to take a long time. It's not going to be pretty.
It won't be pretty. People will lose their lives.
I hope the hell that he just loses and goes to Russia. Because remember he said in one of his little COVID rallies recently, like, oh, just if leave I the lose, country. I might have to leave the country. And it was like, dude, you're saying that out loud. Such an idiot.
He knows.
He will have to leave the country.
He will. He will get arrested or he will have to leave the country.
There's so much. He's got so many legal battles in front of him. It's ridiculous.
Fuck legal battles. There are 500 and something children that he stole from their parents. People are pissed.
People are
there
pissed.
There are 200 and, what, 20,000 people dead from COVID that probably didn't need to die. Not that many. He's a genocidal maniac. I keep saying that and it sounds bombastic.
It's not. But the progressives and the Democrats are too damn nice.
Nope. Genocidal maniac all day long. Hashtag genocidal maniac. That's my final thought.
All right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay positive, man.
Man.
Keep your vibes high.
Hi, man.
High vibes. So please waste my episode. United States. Oh my God. Talking about bathroom habits and how much water he needs to complete those bathroom habits. Oh my Lord.
Against the sheets again in my parents' home. Watch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and curiopodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.